Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
So in chapter two of your book, you state this, that and I thought this was really interesting. First, if I do the right thing the wrong way, I've really done the wrong thing, which I thought was a fascinating statement. And that was followed up by this: when these repeated attacks come, I need to pay attention. Can you walk us through a process to help us pay attention? How do we pay attention?
So the whole first section of this book, so I wrote When Sheep Bite into three sections, and I say at the introduction to section one, you may want to jump immediately to section two, because that's where I talk about the specific bites. But what I think is important first is for us to evaluate our heart towards the sheep. And that's what the opening section is about. Yeah. And so when these bites come, I think that there are times that they occur because God is trying to get my attention on something. And yeah. so I can't just immediately say, well, they didn't behave properly, and so therefore I can just dismiss whatever they did. I don't have to pay any attention to it. So I really got to say, okay, why did this happen? What did I do that may have contributed to this? And so that is a little bit of a pause, a step back, because, you know, what usually happens is that there is a stimulus and then we have an immediate response. And I think that there needs to be that gap there that we need to kind of go, I got to reflect on that for a second before I respond to this, because my response might be right. But if the timing is wrong on that, or if the delivery is wrong on that, then it's almost the same thing as doing the wrong thing, because I'm going to possibly wound that sheep. Like Jim mentioned earlier, I might drive them away, not only from my pasture, but I might make them where they don't want to be a part of any church anywhere. So it's eternity could be at stake. So I need to take that pause just to reflect on what was my part in this? What did I do that might have contributed to this bite?
And I love that. And I think here was my experience as a lead pastor. And I don't know if you guys can relate to this. I felt like it was the ultimate bench vice, and that God used that role to squeeze me. And he used people, some sheep who were biting, to squeeze me, because there was brokenness on the inside of me, Craig, that needed to be pushed up to the surface so that I could deal with it. What do you think about that? Is that part of paying attention?
Oh, absolutely. Well? I mean, think about, so the other day I was making some coffee for my wife, and I had the wrong setting on her coffee pot for the cup. So it filled it up a little too far to the top, and I started walking. I'm trying to walk really carefully with it, but it sloshed over, and hot coffee is burning my hand as I'm getting it to her. Yeah. One of the things I need to think about is when I get jostled by some of the sheep, what spills out of me before I have a chance to catch it?
So good.
See, a lot of times what we do is we'll adopt human psychology. We'll say, oh, that was a Freudian slip. Or we'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Well, what Jesus tells us in Matthew 15 is, what came out here is indicative of something that's a lot deeper inside. So I need to see what's my top of mind reaction when I get bit, when I get jostled by these sheep, because that's going to tell me what's really in there. I'm burning myself because there's something inside of me that is coming out. The sheep just happen to be God's instrument to make me aware of it at the time.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.